SIR. Amid sloganeering, the Coastal Shipping Bill 2025 was taken up and later passed. Opposition MPs, however, continued their protest, with many trooping into the well of the House. Trinamool Congress MP Mamata Thakur was named by Chair Ghanshyam Tiwari for displaying a placard. Leader of Opposition Mallikarjun Kharge was briefly allowed by the Chair to speak. He said the government should allow a debate on SIR and the opposition would do everything in the interest of the country. Leader of the House, JP Nadda, however, urged the Chair to continue with the bill as per the schedule. After a brief debate amid sloganeering and din, the bill was passed by a voice vote and the House was adjourned for the day soon after. The Coastal Shipping Bill 2025 aims to facilitate cargo shipping along the Indian coastline. The bill, which has already been passed by Lok Sabha on 3rd April, seeks to unlock the full potential of India's vast and strategic coastline, providing a dedicated legal framework for coastal trade. The bill was passed in the Rajya Sabha by a voice vote amid the opposition's protest against special intensive revision of electoral rules in Bihar. Moving the bill for passage, Union Ports, Shipping and Waterways Minister Sarbananda Sonowal said the bill would reduce the compliance burden for Indian ships in line with the concept of ease of doing business and ensure supply chain security for the country. It will unlock the full potential of India's coastline, said Sonowal. He further said the bill is aimed at facilitating India's coastal cargo targeted share of 230 million tonnes by 2030. For this, we need a framework that minimizes regulations while maximizing facilitation of growth opportunity in coastal tracks, he said. Presently, the regulation and licensing of coastal shipping is governed under the Merchant Shipping Act 1958, he said. This bill provides a holistic, forward-looking and progressive framework suited to today's commercial realities in line with globally prevalent practices, the minister said. A brief debate on the bill also took place amid protests and sloganeering in the House. Gola Babu Rao, M. Thambidurai, Kalpana Saini, Milind Deora, Rambhai H. Hokaria, Mastan Rao Yadav Bida, Birendra Prasad Beshya and Darshana Singh participated in the debate. While participating in the debate, Thambidurai raised the issue of Tamil fishermen and the Kachativu Island. DMK MP Tiruchi Siva, however, raised a point of order and said the AIADMK MP's speech was not related to the bill and should be expunged. Siva's point of order came as the chair had instructed that anything unrelated to the bill would not go on record. The text of the bill says, it aims to consolidate and amend the law relating to regulation of coastal shipping, promote coasting, trade and encourage domestic participation to ensure that India is equipped with a coastal fleet owned and operated by the citizens of India for its national security and commercial needs. Foreign vessels can engage in coastal trade only under a license issued by the Director General of Shipping with conditions that support Indian shipbuilding and employment for seafarers. Under the bill, coastal waters mean territorial waters of India, along with adjoining maritime zones. Territorial waters extend up to 12 nautical miles, about 22 km from the coast, while adjoining maritime zones extend up to 200 nautical miles, about 370 km. Early in the morning, during the 0 hour, soon after laying off listed papers and reports, Deputy Chairman Harivansh, who was presiding the upper house, said he has received 25 notices from members under Rule 267 for adjourning the scheduled business of the day and taking up their issues. However, he rejected all of them, stating they did not meet the requirement of Rule 267. Some of the opposition members requested the chair to at least announce the subject of their adjournment notices. Tiruchi Siva DMK, Sanjay Singh AAP and Pramod Tiwari Congress asked the chair about the requirement they should meet for acceptance of their notices under Rule 267 of the House. Meanwhile, several MPs from the opposition benches, including from Congress and TMC, were on their feet to protest the chair's decision. Harivansh pointed out that 51 hours and 30 minutes have been lost to disturbances so far during the ongoing monsoon session of the parliament. He urged the protesting members to let the House function so that MPs could raise their issues through zero-hour mentions. However, the opposition did not relent, leading to the adjournment of the proceedings till 2 p.m. More than 80 lakh public grievances have been redressed during 2022 June 2025, the Rajya Sabha was informed today. The government introduced the 10-step reforms for Centralized Public Grievance Redress and Monitoring System, CPGRAMS, in April 2022 to make grievance redressal timely, effective and accessible to the citizens, Union Minister Jitendra Singh said in a written reply in the Rajya Sabha. The CPGRAMS 10-step reforms initiated in the year 2022 resulted in reduced timelines of grievance redressal from 28 days in 2019 to 16 days in 2025. Only 62,620 public grievances were pending as on 30th June 2025 for central ministries, he said. The CPGRAMS allows citizens to raise grievances against government departments online. As on June 30, 2025, the feedback call centre has completed 23 lakh surveys. An appeal mechanism with 90 nodal appellate authorities and 1,597 sub-appellate authorities is available to the citizens in case they are not satisfied with the resolution of their grievance, Singh said. The government had constituted the National E-Governance Service Delivery Assessment to boost the e-government endeavours and drive digital government excellence, Singh said. Further, for capacity building of the civil servants, the Rashtriya Karma Yogi Large Scale Jan Seva Programme has been launched by the Capacity Building Commission, the minister said. Meanwhile, in a separate reply, Singh informed the Rajya Sabha that the service rendered by an employee in an autonomous body would be counted for the grant of gratuity in the central government. Singh also informed the House that out of 52,910 candidates who appeared at the interview for government jobs, nearly 34,000 were not selected. In order to increase access to job opportunities for unsuccessful candidates in recruitment examinations, the government launched the Public Disclosure Scheme in June 2016, Union Minister of State for Personnel Jitendra Singh said in a written reply. Under the scheme, the details of non-recommended candidates who have cleared various stages of recruitment exams but have not been finally recommended for selection are shared publicly on an online portal by the respective recruitment agencies, he said. The same can be accessed by potential private or public employers for considering such candidates for recruitment in their respective organizations, Singh said. The Union Public Service Commission has recently launched the Pratibha Setu portal on which private companies, PSUs or other organizations can register to access details of non-recommended candidates for considering them for recruitment in their organizations, the minister said. And now a review of proceedings in the Lok Sabha. Writer is Kumar Rakesh of PTI. The Lok Sabha today passed the Manipur Appropriation Bill 2025 amid a din by opposition members over revision of Bihar electoral rules. Soon after the passing of the bill by voice vote, the House proceedings were adjourned for the day. The bill authorizes payment and appropriation of certain sums from and out of the consolidated fund of the state of Manipur for the services of the financial year 2025-26. The bill was passed without any discussion as opposition members did not relent. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman slammed the opposition over disrupting the proceedings and said, "While they talk of Manipur, they do not want money to go to the state which is under president's rule." She said the opposition on the one hand has been raising the Manipur issue but has thwarted a debate on the issue when its members could have made their point. The Lok Sabha also passed the Manipur Goods and Services Tax Amendment Bill 2025 to implement the decisions approved by the GST Council. The bill seeks to replace the Manipur Goods and Services Tax Amendment Ordinance 2025. The bill was passed by a voice vote amid din in the Lok Sabha. Moving the bill for discussion and passing, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said the amendment is a constitutional necessity. She said if it does not pass now, the state will have difficulty in implementing the amendments which have long been approved by the council. Their revenue will get affected because they won't have the authority to charge tax on certain items, Sitharaman said. Among other amendments, the bill seeks to make changes to Section 9 of Manipur GST Act 2017, allowing the state to levy state tax on undenatured extra-neutral alcohol or rectified spirit used for manufacture of alcoholic liquor for human consumption. The GST Council, chaired by the Union Finance Minister and comprising state ministers, had in its 52nd meeting in October 2023 recommended keeping extra neutral alcohol, ENA, used for the manufacture of alcoholic liquor for human consumption outside GST. Amidst vociferous protests by opposition members, the chair asked them to behave responsibly and allow everyone to take part in proceedings of the House, but in vain. In the morning session, when the House met at 11 a.m., opposition MPs, including those from the Congress, were on their feet, raising slogans and showing placards with their demand for discussion on SIR. Initially, Speaker Om Birla tried to conduct business of the House, question hour, by allowing members to ask questions related to the Smart City Mission. After about 10 minutes of proceedings, Speaker Om Birla said he wants the House to function properly, but the opposition members continued with their protests. Birla said if the members give notice following rules, he was ready to consider their pleas. He said opposition members do not want the House to function and adjourned the proceedings till 12 noon. The opposition has been demanding a discussion on the SIR exercise initiated by the Election Commission in Bihar ahead of the assembly elections there. Barring discussions on Operation Sindoor in both houses, Parliament has seen little business ever since the monsoon session began on 21st July due to repeated adjournments initially due to the opposition's demand for discussion on Operation Sindoor and then demanding a discussion over SIR. As the House met again at 12 noon, opposition members trooped into the well and demanded rollback of the special intensive revision exercise in Bihar. Sandhya Rai, who was chairing the Lok Sabha proceedings, continued with paper laying by ministers and MPs. Amid the din, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman introduced a bill to amend the Manipur GST Act 2017. As noisy protests continued, Rai asked opposition members to let the House function, saying that junior MPs will learn from their senior colleagues. The House was later adjourned for the day. Meanwhile, Minister of State for Tribal Affairs Durga Das Uike said in a written reply to a question that student dropouts from Eklavya Model Residential Schools set up to provide quality education to tribal children have increased sharply in recent years, with 552 such cases recorded in 2024-25, compared to just 111 in 2021-22. The highest dropouts in the 2024-25 academic year were reported from Chhattisgarh, Odisha and Madhya Pradesh. In total, 1,233 tribal students dropped out of Eklavya schools between 2021-22 and 2024-25. The number has risen each year from 111 in 2021-22 to 241 in 2022-23 and 329 in 2023-24. She said Eklavya schools are centrally funded residential schools established in tribal majority areas to improve access to quality education. As of 14th July this year, 479 Eklavya schools are functional out of the 728 sanctioned. Uike said several initiatives have been taken to reduce dropouts, especially among students belonging to particularly vulnerable tribal groups. She said all facilities, including safe hostels, CBSE-aligned curriculum and healthcare are being provided, free of cost to remove economic barriers. Awareness campaigns and outreach in remote tribal areas are also being conducted. The government has also significantly stepped up funding under the Eklavya School Scheme from 1,200 crore rupees in 2020-21 to over 4,748 crore rupees in 2024-25. Minister of State for Civil Aviation Muralidhar Mohol informed the House in a written reply that airlines cancelled or rescheduled 2,458 flights due to regulatory and geopolitical issues this year. He said airlines incur costs due to delays and cancellations, including additional fuel, crew overtime, maintenance, airport fees and rebooking expenses. Airlines are required to provide refunds or compensation to passengers for cancellations or significant delays. The minister said passengers carried by domestic airlines during January to June 2025 registered a growth of 7.34% as compared to the corresponding period of the previous year. Then that's all in Parliament Review.